the R on Vav Pei Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara is explaining to us the cases that one pays the Dalet Dvarim Shalei B'Mokim Nezek. The Gemara, this is by more or less in the middle of the Amid, by the small Gimel of the Ein Mishpat. Sheves, what is the case of Sheves Shalei B'Mokim Nezek? Bahatke B'Drunye Ubotle. He locked him up in a dark room, and he was mevatel him mimlachtoi. Now, let us see the Rosh. Rosh is on his Ois Gimel in the Rosh, Simen Gimel in the Rosh. It's the second column, 6 lines from the bottom. So, the Rosh, Sheves, Dahatke, Bandrunye, Ubotloi, Mimalachtoi, Noisenloi, Demei Shiftoi. So then, you pay for Sheves. Umistavre, Demeiri, Shechnisei, Lecheder, V'sagrei b'seichei. We're speaking about that he brought him into the room. Not he was in the room already, but he brought him into a room and he locked him. Avim hoyo kvar b'cheder, if he was in this room already, v'sagar olav ha-pesach, and he locked the door that he can't get out, grome b'nezokin have, so this is not a chiyuv of sheves. This is a grome benezokin, k'moy peiritz geder b'fnei behemes chaveiroi, v'yotzo v'nevdo, just like a person is peiritz geder b'fnei behemes chaveiroi. That means all he had done, he took away the shmire that was watching the behemoth, and now the behemoth went out, there's no shmire. So that's called the hefsid of the behemem. He didn't make the hefsid. He was just goyrem by taking away the shmire that the hefsid is capable of occurring. Damrine lar beperek ha-kaynes, the potter midineyotam. So that's called a grom. Umali peretz geder v'nevdo. So the Rosh says, let's talk about a behemem. If a behemoth was in a mokim, and just like when I'm peiritz the geder, I did nothing with the behemoth, I just took away the capabilities. There was a shmir on the behemoth. Now I was peiritz the geder, I took away the shmira. Umali goider befoneo umesa boro. What will be if I made a geder? That means the behemoth was in a mokim. It could go out and eat. And next to it, there was a pasture where it could graze on the pasture. And I made a gather there that it can't go out. I did nothing to the behemoth. No, I took away the capability of eating. That's also called a gromah. I didn't do anything with the behemoth. Now that there's a gather, the behemoth can't go out. So the Rosh Tainis, that's also a gromah. Riyagavne kosvu atoisvis peperik elohina nischofim. Toisvis says the same thing. Gabi kofsoi bemokem shesoif chamolovoi. Oisoif tzinolovoi. The potter. If a person was in a place that soif chamolovoi oisoif tzinolovoi, that means he was already in a mokem that if he'll remain here, he'll get killed. That means the chama will bake on him and he's going to die from the chama. And he was here already. So it wasn't mikarev him etzel ha'esh. He was here already. So then Tosfos says, but I tie him up. I take away the capability of him of going away. It's not called I brought him into this mokim. He's here already. He's b'mokim sakonet. All I did was take away the capability of running away. So Memela, Taisa says, Yepota, that's called agrame. She'im heviyoi mimokim acher bekopsei shamchai. But Taisa says, but if I brought him from someplace else to this mokim, this is mekarev dover eitzoleish, I brought him in a mokim sakone. That means in this place, I put him in a matzev that the chama could be masakim. Before he wasn't in a matzev that the chama could be masakim. So it's called, I was mekarev dover eitzoleish, I brought him in the mokim sakone. If I wouldn't have tied him up, so he could run away, so I didn't, that's not called I was masakim, since he has the opportunity to run away. So I made sure that what I did should be capable of killing him. So I took away the opportunity for running away. But the mazik is the bringing him into this mokim and making sure that he cannot run away. So l'chayre, the Rosh learns pshat that the Tashlume Sheves is Pshat, I was mashbis him mimelachdoi. I made him not capable of working. So, if he was already in a room, and so in this room he can't work either. He works outside. He's in this room already. And I just locked the door, so it's cold. I wasn't mashbis him mimlachta. He in this mokim was already shavus mimlachta. No, he had the capability of getting out of this mokim. He came to business in this mokim. But on Kaponim had the capability of leaving this mokim. So I took away the capability. That's called a gomer. That's called, I didn't do anything to him. I wasn't mashbis him mimlachta. Already he was. In this matzah, mushbis mimalach, but he could change the matzah, so it took away the capability of him, of being capable of changing the matzah. That, the Rosh holds as a gromah. But, if I made him, that means he was already, let's say, he was in a mokim that he could do malach, and I brought him into a mokim that he can't do malach, so that's called, this pula was mashbis him mimalach. This pula made him bring him into this mokim and making sure he can't go out of this mokim. It's called I'm making him in a matzav that he's not capable of working. So it's called I was mashbis him mimelachdoi, and therefore I'm chayiv. Is a chiyuv of metzamtzim. The chiyuv of metzamtzim is that, let's say a person is under the water, and I make sure he shouldn't get up. So that even though I didn't bring him into this matzah, he was under the water, but making that he can't get up, that's also called as a chiyuv. So l'chayra, what is this, why is this different than metzamtzim? He was, when I locked the door, so why is this different than Metzamtzim? So Dachsimer, the Machnafrayim makes a chilek that the Chiyuv Metzamtzim, I have to do a pu'ula to that person. That means I have to be koivish him. I have to do a pu'ula so that being Metzamtzim him in a mokim sakone, so that's called, that's also chayv, is a Chiyuv Misa for Metzamtzim. But you were koivishim tachas hamayim. But doing a zaita kipula, shutting the door, is not called metzamtzim. I'm just taking away the oifen that he can get out, but into any pool at all with him, so this doesn't fall into the gather of Mitzamtzem. Let us go, let us see. Let us go further, and then we'll see the next Taisvis and the Rosh. So the Gemara says, Boishes, what is the case of Boishes that is Boishes without Shleiba Mokim Nezek? The Rokalei Ba'ape, that he spit in his face. It's called Boishes also, you need a puller. But he did a puller without Hezek, the Rokalei Ba'ape. Now we hear in the Mishnah, Sheves Rein Oisai Kilo Hu Shemel Kishui. You look as if he would have been a Shema Kishuim, and that's what you pay him. Let us just see the top Taisvis, which in reality is going on the Mishnah. So Taisvis says, Shema Kishuim, Loikoi aregu. If you cut off his regal, he can't be Hashem HaKishuyim. Because we'll see later in the Sugyan, Hashem HaKishuyim has to walk around the patches of the Kishuyim. By standing in one place, he can't be Hashem HaKishuyim. The Beragloi come at the Gemara, Shabbos Kishem HaPesach. If he's cut a ragloi, so then the Shabbos is, he give him, he could have been a doorman. So Mamela, without a regal, he could also be a doorman. Aval Kishuyim Eina Yochel Ishmael. He can't watch Kishuyim without feet. Inami, so Mamela, so that's one teretz. So Taisus wants to say that, what the Gemara says, that what the Mishnah says, that you give him Shevis as a Shema Kishuyim, that is Dafka by Kota Yodai. Kota Yodai, he can be a Shema Kishuyim. By Kota Ragloi, he can't be a Shema Kishuyim. There the Shuma is, he could have been a Shema Rapesach. Inami, Nataisva says another Teretz. Bigmora Airi, Bishiber, Shnei Raglot. That what the Gemara says, a person who doesn't have feet. So the Shevis is as a Shemer HaPesach, that's speaking about he doesn't have 2 feet. Dumye de Sima es Einoi, the Airi Besima Shtei Einoi. There it's speaking about that he blinded both eyes. So then the Gemara says that he blinded both eyes, so what could he do? What could he have done if he would not have been bedridden? So the Gemara said he could be Teichen as a Rechayim. He could bring him to a Rechayim Shal Yad, and he'd be grinding wheat there. Like we find Shimshin was also a Teichen a Rechayim after they blinded him. But Al Koponim, so there, that's the only thing he's capable of doing. He can't be a Shemer HaPesach, he can't be a Shema Kishuyim. So Al Kochach, you have to say that they blinded both eyes. The Eine Achas, if they only blinded one eye, Adain Huroi Lechose, Sheiroi Betchila, with one eye he could do whatever he was doing till now. But the Sefdanami Ktoni, Roin Oisai Kilo Hu Chiger Shema Kishuyim. That means, in the Sefdan it says clearly, even though they cut a foot, He could still have been a Shema Kishum, it wouldn't be bedridden. Mashma dechiga yachal ishma. So memele, so bechlal, it's not shver, the ha'ora that Taisus had asked. Taisus says, the Gemara later says, kita ragloi, he cannot be a Shema Kishum. So Taisus raglo means raglo, that he doesn't have any feet. So then it's impossible for him to be a Shema Kishum, because you have to walk around the Arugis. But if he has 1 foot, he can be a Shema Kishuyim, he can hobble around. V'nire. Now Taisvah says, V'mhoyo melamed tenoikis. What if his profession was, he was a melamed tenoikis? U'bishiba raglo. Loi noima ki ilu hushayme kishuyim. U'bishiba Lili, my blame to noikis, lenemi kilo shame kishuim, a bishihiba ragli, my yoise, maise, machat, a noikiv margolius, lenemi kilo shame a pesach. So Taisus is saying, all these shumis of Shevis that we say when he was ill, he was incapable of making money. So the shume is we take into consideration what will he be able to do after he's not bedridden, so it's speaking about a person without hands, without feet, so we're saying it could be a shema kishim, it could be a shema rapesach. He said, so Taisa says, this is only speaking about that was his sole profession. I mean, that's all that he could do. He did not have a profession under his belt, so all that he could do is these physical actions of either a shema kishuim or a shema apesah. But Taisa says, but what if he was a malamed tenoikis? Or if he was a oise maise machat, he was a tailor, oinoikev magolius. Loinoima ki ilu hu shema apesah. So then we'll say that since you don't have any feet, so memela will be shown like you're a shemer ha-pesach. The im kein loks amidus adin. So then what kind of yosher is this? That means he's bedridden now. When he's going to get off the bed, he's going to be a neikev margolius or a chayit or malamed tenoikis. And there he makes $100 a day. So there the Shuma of Shevis is what he'll be able to do when he gets off the bed. Elohocha b'stam b'nei odom she'enom bali umnes. Here our Mishnah is speaking about a person who does not have any profession. So Melo, his only capabilities are a poshet physical actions that he can do. So Memela, so the Gemara says, but if he's handless or footless, so Memela, we whittle down his capabilities, and I can only be Shema Kishuyim, or Shema HaPesach. Now let us see the Rosh. The Rosh is Simen Dalet, that's 264 Balaz, top of the Yomid. Omar Rove Kota Yodai Noise Loi Deme Yodai. Ubi Sheves, I Noise Kilu Shemel Kishuim. The Malach Zu Roy Lushi Yisrape. When he'll get healed, the chalodom roi la malach hazu, even though he doesn't have hands, but he can be a shema kishui. Shiba ragloi, loi noisi kilu shema rapesach, he can be a doorman. Shein roi la malach hacheles. B'shtei raglov mairi, it's speaking about that both hands were cut off. Di beregel achas, hamidim asnisen, sheves roi noisi, he jumps right over to Zakatashvus, second teretz, roi noisi kilu shema kishui, shekvar nosan loi dme yodoi udme rag. El amas nisen beregel achas. The Mishnah is speaking about that only one foot was cut off. Bakati chazi lishmiras kishui kedisa betesefte reinaisi kiluchiger shayme kishui. Ochamayri b'shtei raglo. He was speaking about that both feet were cut off. Dumya desima es einoi. Ayri b'shtei einoi. Di beinachas akati chazi mlocha l'rishoi. V'nire v'cholza ayri b'stam b'nei odom, she'enom b'nei umnes. They don't have any profession whatsoever. Avlim hoya Baal Malacha, but if he was a Baal Malacha, he had a profession. So then the Shabbos is, you mavatlam of Malacha now that he's bedridden. You mavatlam the Malacha that he'll be capable of doing after he gets off the bed. What is Pshat? We're being paying him for that what he can't work. So you'll pay him that he can't work. He can't be a shayma kishum. This person has a profession. He's a Rebbe. He's a Noikev Magolius. Ochi muchach b'shmaita lekaman, the komo sheves, marakit beikubi, the boy achvi gavni bereshe. It's talking about a person who was a dancer, so we take in consideration what the amount of money he'll be able to make when he gets off the bed. Alma de noisnin sheves lechol odom levimashu rogilasais. Fine. So now, the Rosh, this is what Taisva said, and that Shuma Sheves is, we're paying him that what he was mashpes him in Malachtoi. So we have to, what Malach are we speaking about? The Malach he'll be capable of doing when he gets back to his Kaiches. So that he has to pay him Sheves. And if he has a profession, so you'll pay Sheves with this. Vishumas ha-nesek, now the Rosh starts speaking about nesek. L'chol odom l'fi melachtoi. Now, nesek, the Mishnah says, you sham kama oya yofe, v'kama hu yofe. You sham him like an eved. How much was he worth before the kota yodoi, and how much was he worth after the kota yodoi? So the Rosh says, so you have to take into consideration the capabilities this person had. Vimoya Naikev Margolius, if he was a Naikev Margolius, Vishiba Raglot, and now he broke his foot. Shomin Eved Noike Margolius, Kama Yifchasu Domo, Bechasorin Ragloi, Vudova Mut. Vimkota Yodoi, Dova Marub. Zokterosh, Amaradikizach. He says if this person was a Noike Margolius. So if a person would purchase him for an Eved, he would not purchase him for an Eved to be Mishamishim, to bring him his food and to bring him his begotim. It's narish. This Eved has Mordekai potentials. He's a Noikev Margolius. So an Eved that's Noikev Margolius, he would purchase him to be Noikev Margolius. If I can't, he'd make him be Noikev Margolius for the whole day, and the other would be Maviach a lot of money through this. So now, let's say the price of a stam eved, a person purchases that eved is, let's say, the Rosh Lanjishav Shatz with an eved knani, let's say a stam eved who's not skilled and not trained, the price is $10,000. That's what one pays for an eved. But if you have an eved that's a Nekev Margolius, so the price is $50,000. Now, if you cut off, so that's what he was worth before. Now that, he cut off his hand. He cut off his hand. So Mamela, so now, now this whole value of $50,000 is, he lost completely. He's not a Noike Margolius anymore. So now you have to cheshbon now. What can he do without a hand? What pulis can he do? Perhaps he can only be, Shema Kishuim now, whatever he can do now. So Mamela, so the Shuma is from $50,000 to what he can do now. That is if he cut off his hand. The Rosh, what is if he cut off his foot? So if he had a value of $50,000, because he's a Nekev Magolyes, so now he doesn't have a foot, so the value didn't change in the least. You see, soon the Rosh will say, Fakel. Like this Wittip, what he used to go out every 20 minutes for a coffee break. Now he doesn't have a foot, so I put it by the Magolyes and I'll be there. It's Mamish. So you ask how much he's worth, since the foot was taken off. Garnish. It's Mamish minute. So come out, I'm a Riddick Azach. That, for Shiba Ragloi, and he was a Nekev Magolyes, won't pay Nezik Lechayim. Because his value was Nekev Magolyes, and his value wasn't Nifchas, to Shviras Ragloi. Zukterosh, Achidish. Umiyu Yire. Now the Rosh is a Riddick Azhtiktoyim. The Shumizu Shaoisin Lechalodom. I just told you Achidish, that you, the shume is not, how much an eved is worth before, you have to see his capabilities. Not something an eved. This person is a professional. So this eved has a different shuming guts. Miyu yire de shume zu shaisen lacholodam ufi malachtai hainu davke lohisev bishume. That means you'll make a much greater shume. Kegoin. Im kota yodov shall eved V'noikiv Magolyes. So Memele, so then you know how much he's going to pay him, so he was worth $50,000 with a hand, and now it's Kota Yodoi, so now he's worth at least $1,000 or $500,000, so you have to pay him, $49,000 you have to pay. Avo, in Kota Raglo, so now the Rosh won't say, Amoyre de Kechidish. In kota raglov, vahoysa shumosoy pchuso mishumes evet ha'oimed l'shamish lasis mashe rabbi mitzave. Yeah. So now, kota raglov. So that means like this. An evet, a stam evet. Let's not talk about this skilled evet. A stam evet, so he's, you buy him, he should be mishamish rabbi, you should bring him food, you should bring him love. Kota ragloi. He can't be Mishamish the rabbi anymore because, but Lechayre, the rabbi would never use him to be Mishamish him. He's worth much too much. He's a Nekev Magolyes. Vishavet Nekev Magolyes ein rabbi makpit kol kach al chesorin raglov, ki royhu limelocha rishayne. The Yaisi Yekabubim Lachte, Vakat the Rosh mentions this for him. Now he doesn't have feet, he's gonna stay there, he won't go out every 20 minutes. Zok the Rosh. So what'll be? So it'll come out, Amir the Kechidish, that a person who's a Nekev Magolyes, and you cut off his foot, you won't pay Nezik to him. Zok the Rosh, no. Yeshuma loy a Nezik ilu loy ho ya Nekev Magolyes. The mistaver shalo yavsit beumnosai umalosai. He shouldn't lose that he has a profession also. Because the nezik, vinishvi, the nezik is we are being shown the loss that he, since you cut off his foot, he had a loss. Kapon the shum is the meirat, he had a loss. So the maise, this person is not meshubit to be a Nekev Magolyes. I mean, he has a profession, but he also has the potential to be a servant. Now that he cut off the foot, so this potential he lost. Now, as a servant, he was worth $10,000. Now, to purchase him for a servant as an eved for a lifetime servant. Now that they cut off the foot, so now he's only a shemekishim, he's only worth $1,000. So Al Kaponim will take this Al Kaponim, the Meir Agloi, the Shumas, the Meir Agloi is, we cheshben all the hefseidim that this person lost through losing his foot. Lamaisa, he now, if he had wanted to, he could sell himself to sell himself as a servant. And now he lost the Shavius. The Mielza lo yishtamish b'malachizu. V'yeh kishar kol odom hanimka l'chol minei tashmish. He could be like any person. And so Lamaisa, that's what the Rosh says. So the Rosh says, That's what I said in Nezik, that your shum, he take into consideration the profession that he has, that's only Lemal Yusef at Pekert. He was worth a lot because he had this profession. So, and now if he's not capable of doing what he was capable of doing, so Mamela, the Teshlumi Nezek will be a lot. That was a tremendous loss. But Leidach Gise, if this Nezek is not Megareya from his profession, but Al Kaponim, we pay Nezek for Al Kaponim, we pay Nezek, he was not Muchach, this loss he also had. He had a potential of being a servant and selling himself for an Eved as a servant. And now he lost this Shavius. So Lamaise will make the Shumal Kaponim Kama Yeshova as a servant. And now he's not capable of being a servant. So this goes in Tashlumei Nezek. This is what the Rosh says. Let us go further in the Gemara. We have a very, very difficult Gemara. Seems as Rechloikis Chashi and Taisvis, Rechloikis Achleinim. Let us say the next Gemara. Tana Rabbonon Sheves, we hear in the Mishnah, Tashlumi Sheves, Sheves is in the time when this person is bedridden. He cannot do any work. So we look at if he would have been a Shema Kishuim, he would be able, if he would have been not bedridden, he could have gotten Schiris, $5 a day as a Shema Kishuim. So Mamela, so all the time he's bedridden, we'll give him $5 a day for Shem Ekshu. Ve'im Taima. So now the Gemara asks, Loksa Midas Hadin. That's not Yoisha, to give him $5 a day. Dechi Mitpach Haigavre. When this person was Mitpach, we'll not translate this. Lav Agre de Shem Ekshuim Hushokal. Doesn't take money of a Shema Kshuim. Aladoli Davlo Vishokil Agro. He sheps water. And he gets paid as a water shepherd, not as a Shema Kshuim. Inami Ozel Bishlichusa Vishokil Agro. Or else, he could be a messenger. This is a very cheap type of work to be a Shema Kishuim. I mean, the minimum wages are $5 a day for a Shema Kishuim. But this person is capable, as he is or was, he can do much more. He could be he could shep water. He could be a messenger. Midas Hadin Leilokso. So the Gemara answers, Midas Hadin Leilokso. No. Shekvar nosan loy d'mei yodoy u'd'mei raglo. We have the Akasha and the Teretz. We have to understand what Mikora Mikosova, Lipsoiv Mikosova. Taisva says, D'chi mitpach haigavre, kloima. Now Taisva had a tremendous problem, how to learn shat in this Gemara. And Taisa says, Kloima bitchilo shahoyaboy. The Gemara is asking a different kasha. The Gemara is asking, we're not speaking about a skilled person, a person who has a profession. Speaking of a person who doesn't have a profession. So now, so the Gemara is asking, before you cut off his hand, he was capable of being a dolly davla. He was capable of being a dolly davla. He could ship water. That's $20 a day to ship water. Why are you paying him sheves of shema kishuim? An avle. So the Gemara says, "La loksa midas hadin shekvar nosan loy demayodei veragla." He paid already for the hand. So what was the kasha? It's a kasha and a teretz. I heard from a goyin Rav Gedalia Shor Zechayna Levroche. He had wanted to say pshat and toisves as follows. The Chazaynish in Ibn Ezel, Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, Oispeis, Binyone Avodim, Chazaynish says that Be'emeson, the Shume, when a person cuts off someone's hand, let's say he was a Dolly Davla. A Dolly Davla made $20 a day. So, L'chayre, one could pay the Shume of, you're not, now you were mafsed him, you cut off his hand, you should pay. That means because of your actions, doesn't have a hand, it can be a dolly davla. So let's pay Shevis. We could pay Shevis, he doesn't have a hand, if he's bedridden for 5 weeks, it's irrelevant. With a hand, he made $20 a day. So Mamela, out the parsha of Shevis, you should give him $20 a day for the rest of his life. That's what you master from him. So, Chazanish says, theoretically, it would be very expensive. That's besides the point. But Al-Koponim, there's a mokim to say that you could pay, just like we say, when he was sick, he can't work, so you're paying him the money he could pay. And so when you took away his hand, you also, he can't do what he did before, so pay him the money you made that he shouldn't have a hand. Now he can't be a dolly dabbler, so pay. Because of you, what's the chilek of that you made him sick, or you took off his hand? But Lamaise, he was capable of making $20 a day, and because of your actions, he lost $20 a day. So you should pay him $20. That's a bishavis. And the Chazanish says that theoretically, with the shevis, you can pay, finish. I'll pay him $20 a day for the rest of his life. The shume that we pay als eved is a kula for the mazik. And the Chazal knew this, that's the chiddush. I mean, if we see that you're paying the meyod, I mean, we see this from the post. We see it says the meyodai in shiftai, so it seems that the Torah split it up. The Torah said the meyodai is not like this; it's just the Torah says you pay shevet, and the Torah said the meyodai and shiftai. So by stois, that what he's missing a hand, that the shume is not. I don't make a shume that how much money could make each day. That the meyodai is paid through a different oifen. The kamahoya yofe, the kamahu yofe. And that's a kula for the mazik. And this is even the parasha of Shevis, because the meyodai and Shevis vice is two different things. So the Shevis is for the Shevis is for, not for the loss of the bittul malach of the loss of the hand, because that goes into the meyodai, which kam ba'oyah yofa. So the Shevis is only for the alkalponim, for when he was sick, he was bedridden, he was unable to do anything. So therefore, the Shevis is al shem mekishoy. So he wanted to say that's how Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara's kasha. That's from the Gemara's kasha in the Torah. Shabbos Hanayski Lushem Ekshim Tanu Mishavos Ani Hisilay Mishum Vim Taim Alaksa Midas Hadin. That means Lachayre, if you're paying for Bittul Malache, the Chimitvach HaGavra, that Taisus is the Mitvach Kloima Bittchila Kshoya Bori. That was Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. You're paying Shabbos, you're taking into consideration the Bittul Malache that occurred to this person. So look, so I'll tell you what the bit of malach is. The mi'ikore, the d'chimitvach, when this person was healthy, lav agra d'shoim mekshuim avishokul, el a doli davle vishokul agra. He used to be a doli davle, nami ozl vishlichus vishokul agra. So memele, so if you're paying shevis, pay, give him $20 a day. So the Gemara answers me this adin loy loksha shekvar nosso in the mayode, the mayragne. I have the mayayin, the mayad is a different oifan ashume. That's, I'm paying him for the hand, I'm paying him kamoyev, kamoyev. So my mail to the Shabbos is only for the bitl malacha of shema kishuim. That's how I wanted to say pshat in Tosfos. Now, let's go to Rashi. And there is a old Gilson Rashi, which we will learn, which is in parentheses. Now we're going to learn this old Gilson. And this is how and we will learn most of the Rashis, and this is how the Merei Mesoda wants to say Pshat Merashi. That's something we saw before. Lotso Midas Adin, Kloima, Loishilam loy kol tzolchay. He did not pay him enough. Dohaki mitvach haigavre mecheilize. When this person will become healthy, shenikto ragloy, his foot was cut off, loy agre deshayme kishuin shokul, ele dovel davel, davlo, fishokul agre yeseire. Rashi is learning a Meiradik Akashe. The Gemara's Kashe is like this. That means, when you cut off his foot, so that is true. He can't be a Shliach. He can't be an Ozl B'Shlichus. Before, he used to be a messenger, and now he can't be a messenger. That's true. But, he could be a Dali Dabla. It can be a doli davla, means without feet. You can go and shep water. So this capability he still has. Now when he's sick, he can't do anything. Vishokal agri yeseira. Vinimse sheko yemecho yoy ovadazois. Why are you paying? Why are you paying without feet? You're paying him for a shayme kishuyim, pay him as a doli davla. Because afterwards, he'll be able to be a doli davla. Without feet, he can be a doli davla. Inami, ki nikta yodoi, or when his hand was cut off. Ozo bishlichusa vishokil agra. You say that he could, when his hands are cut off, he could still be a messenger. He gets much more money than a shemek yishuim. Vigoli milse the lav bar shimel kishuimu. It's not fakelt. Afterwards, when he gets healthy, Lamaisa, so what is he going to do, Lamaisa? The other, if he'd be an Eved, he's going to now use him as a messenger. This was the Gemara's Kasha. Amir Dike Kasha. This is Amir Dike Kasha. Now, Rebbe Sodder says the next Rashi is going according to a different pshat, so we have to find out what the Teretz is to this Rashi. The Teretz of this Rashi is as follows. He says, this is a cheshbon, it's 100% a cheshbon. You have a person, we're talking about unskilled labor, 100%. Now, we have a person who could be bali davle, which is, let's say, worth $20 a day. It could be also bishlichus, also worth $20 a day. Shem Ekshim is $5 a day. So he cut off his feet. So you pay him, but now he's bedridden. They cut off his feet. Now he's bedridden. So he can't do anything. So the Gemara is takashe, about pay him al kaponim, it could be a dali davla. So the Malay Mesada says, that's a cheshbon, but let's make another cheshbon. That means if you're working, you're saying this person has two potentials. It could be a dali davla, it could be ozl bishlichusa. So you're saying the Shabbos you should pay out. After you cut off his feet, he can be a dali davla. So the Rami Sode says, if you'll cheshbon that it can be a dali davla, which is also worth $20 a day, so you know what you did, so you won't pay him any nezek, because that means they cut off the foot, he can't be a dali davla, but he could be a ozl bishlechusa. So, you'll minimize the nezek. If you're going to cheshbon with this second, when you're working with Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, you want to say, oh, later is going to be a dolly dabla. If you're going to work later, there's going to be a dolly dabla. So then, by the nezek, you can't be menake that he cut off the foot, so now he can't be a nozzle bishlikusa, but he'll be a dolly dabla. So, if there are these two things that he could do, you're minimizing the nezek. So that's from the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is, we gave him already the Meyodoi, the Meiragloi. We paid for the Meiragloi. We paid for the Meiragloi. So we did not take into consideration this second melacha. That means if we gave him the meiragloi, we gave him the meiragloi before you were a shliach, and now you're not a shliach. So we just look at this capability here for being a shliach. We pay you $10,000. You were worth $10,000. And now that it's kota ragloi, so you're not worth any more $10,000. You're only worth $500 also shema kishim. That's how we took this into consideration when we made the shum of nezik. If we would take the dolly davla into consideration, we would never pay nezek. So why are you paying nezek for? So what's the kid walks? What if he can't walk? He's a dolly davla. So lechayre, when we made the shuma of the nezek, we did not take this into consideration, this second malacha he can do, and we just considered him as a person who is ozli bishlichusa, and now he lost that already. So Mamela, and that's why we paid him Nezik. That is why we paid him Nezik. So that is why we paid him Nezik. Now, when it comes to paying Shabbos, now you can't, well, now that Shabbos, no, he could be a Dolly Davla. If you can't dance on two chasanis. If you're paying him Nezik, you disregard the Dolly Davla, so you won't pay him any Nezik at all. So what happened? So he's not a nozzle bishlusis, it's a dolly davla. If you paid him nezek, So Memele, I paid him Nezik, and I considered that he was Huzak without a foot. So I did not take this at all into consideration, this second Melocha that he could do. So I gave him money for the regel, assuming that without a regel, he can't do anything what an Evet can do. So Memele, the Shuma of Shevis is Shema Kishun. That is how the Merei Mesoda wants to say Pshat in Rashi. Now, the last Rashi, there's one more Rashi, Shekvar Nosan Loi Lashi Yisrape En Niroi Ledaleis Peleilach Bishlichos. Now, this Rashi is a very Shver Rashi. That means the Gemara Estakashe, that you should pay Sheves for the other Malocha that he's capable of doing. And he says the Teretz on this Kasha was, since we did not take into consideration this other Malocha, and that's why we paid him Nezik, so Mela, in Sheves you can't take into consideration this other Malocha. Rashi says over here, L'chshi Yisrap and Iron Elishma Kishum Rashi says he can't do anything. So he says, this Rashi, he says there were two Maduras in Rashi. And when we have the Rashi, so both Maduras were put in together. So that's why it's confusing. And this Madura Rashi learned like Tosfos. The Kasha was before he was capable of doing this, so pay Shevis out this. And that the Gemara says, no, but that we pay Nezik, and he's not Roy for the, that's what he was capable of doing before. So this Rashi learned like Tosfos, but the first Chelek of Rashi had a different Pshat and Gansen. That's what he wants to say, Pshat and Rashi.